Welcome to the Prolific Pulse Poetry Podcast. This is your host, Lisa Tomi Zonneville. I'm so happy to welcome Will Michael Wren today. Go by Michael. And he is all the way in Mississippi, where I understand there's a lot of rain going on. Oh boy. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you. Michael is a poet, songwriter who lives in rural Mississippi. He has an MFA from Lindenwood University and is a songwriter, publisher, member of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, or it's called ASCAP. His work has appeared in numerous journals, magazines, and anthologies, and he has published 3 books of poems, the most recent 2 having been published by Silver Bow Publishing from Canada. He also has a website, and I'll be sure and put that in the show notes. And we're here today to talk about Fog. Fog is his newest publication. It will be available actually on April the 27th on Amazon and other book retailers such as Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and IndieBound, which is, for IndieBound, you can actually go there and order a book to be delivered to your local independent bookstore. So how about that? So, Michael, welcome, and tell us about Fog.
Well, Fog is a manuscript that I put together sort of after I was working on another manuscript, and I finished it and send it around to places. And while I was waiting to hear from those places, I sort of put Fog together in the meantime. It's sort of inspired by a few poems that I had in my other manuscript. And I thought, well, this is kind of a good concept, I think, to expand into a book length manuscript. So I did. And, I was pleased with the result. I did when I started working on it, I didn't know how it would come out, but I was pleased with the final result. So this book is actually being published before the previous manuscript that I had completed. So I'm very happy about that.
Well, I'm really happy about it as well. I absolutely love the book. Can you share with us what inspired your poetry in Fog?
In recent years, I've lost close family members and friends, and tried to maintain a sense of faith and hope during all of it, and during the grief and the sense of loss. And so I just sort of put those two opposite emotions together and came up with some poems. Actually, I was able to write a couple of poems about some good friends that I lost several years ago from my high school days that I'd never been able to write about them before. And but for that sort of gave me some inspiration to finally write about those two people. And I came up with some poems that I included in the book. So loss of loved ones and friends is really what inspired me to write the book.
Do you find that writing these poems help you work through the grief process?
Yes, definitely so. I found that when faith wavers, sometimes writing about loss can actually strengthen your faith, because I guess sometimes writing is a catharsis, and it helps you to deal with situations, and then the inspiration that you get to write the poems also, I think, can reinforce and strengthen your resolve and your hope and your faith. So I think that's really what happened during this process.
Right. Yeah, I truly believe in the catharsis of writing. So right there with you. Michael, would you share with us perhaps a poem from your book?
Oh, I don't have a book with me. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's all
I
right.
had to go to another residence to be able to get, and so I just didn't bring a book up here with me.
That's okay. So, what are you doing to celebrate your book? Do you have a special event at home that you're going to have, like any book showings or gatherings of any kind to celebrate?
I've got some ideas. We have a in my small town, which is only about 2,000 people, but they do have a an active arts organization, and I was thinking about seeing if I could maybe arrange a book reading and a poetry reading and a book signing event with them. Of course, like everybody else during the pandemic, they've scaled back a lot, but
Sure.
they're beginning to open up. They're opening up again with some events and things, so I'm very hopeful about that situation.
Well, that would be
And
great.
yeah, I would really hope to be able to do that. There's a bookstore or two within an hour's drive, and I plan to visit both of those and see if they'll stock my books there. Before the pandemic, I pretty well had a verbal commitment from one of them to stock the three books that I had already produced there. So I'm hopeful that that will still be the case. I haven't talked to the guy lately, and I actually, it's a small bookstore in a relatively small town. So I'm hoping he survived the pandemic and didn't have to close up shop.
Well, people did do a lot of reading and a lot of writing during the pandemic, and I hope that they were able to get something from the bookstore. Some of them around here worked out kind of like
Yeah.
curbside deliveries and
Right.
things like that.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing too is your book is available, by going to so many online stores as well. And in fact, it's really pretty much hit all the major markets. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much.
And if people want to get your book, they can just go to prolificfools.com and click on your page, and there they are. There's links, and people can access your book that way.
Right. And I do plan to list it on my website as well. So hopefully that will help.
Now, you used to teach school. Did you teach poetry to your students as well?
I did have an opportunity to do that. I started out as an English major and started out as an English teacher. The opportunities at that time to teach English around here were not that great. I wanted to stay close to home to help my parents, and I did teach. I taught English for 1 year.
I think we lost the
Job
connection.
sort of dried up in the classroom with the children, and so I did. I continued to be able to teach English in that context, and I did have opportunity to present some of my own writings and teach some poetry to the students there, so that worked out well.
Good, good. Because when they can hear your work, I think that's an inspiration for them to write as well.
Right.
Oh, wow. Mr. Wren. Writes really good stuff. Maybe I should give it a try. So it was a sixth grade teacher that inspired me to write poetry, and I had dabbled in a little bit before that grade, but I really got bitten hard with the poetry bug at sixth grade, and it never left me.
Yeah,
So
that's
I have
good.
it's school teachers that make a difference out there. So
Yes, ma'am, they do.
although so. Okay, well, Michael, is there anything else that you'd like to share? Anything that I haven't asked that you'd like to provide?
I can't think of anything. I just wanted to publicly thank you for what you've done and accepting my manuscript, and your editorial job that you did on it was fantastic. The
Thank you.
covers are great.
A
The
lot of
publicity,
compliments about that.
and you did an excellent job. I couldn't be happier. And what you've done to promote it is very good too. So I've very much appreciate all that you did during the process
Well, thank you,
through to
Michael.
completion. So,
You've been easy to work with, so
well,
goes both
I'm glad to
ways.
hear that. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, I have a lot of fun creating all the different graphics and stuff. I even created this one this morning behind me because I'm like, okay, I need to put something fun behind me. So, okay. Well, people out there listening, be sure and pick up your copy of Fog. It's actually on pre-order now on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So, you can go ahead and order it. And guess what? They'll send them out tomorrow because that's the big paperback release date. And if you're more inclined toward ebooks, it's also available on Kindle. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Michael. Maybe next time I'll see your face.
I hope so. I appreciate the interview, Lisa. Thank you very
Right.
much.
Thank you, Michael. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.